11,205, Joan M. Ruskowski, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, west of Taylor Avenue, 950 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being lot 31 within Cape Windsor subdivision. Tax map ID is 533, map 20.18, parcel 77, a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Joan M. Groskowski, 1402 Briarwood Court, Joppa, Maryland, 21085.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, proposed dwelling.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I have a home in Cape Windsor Park, and I'm seeking a 5-foot side variance and a variance to put a roof over a porch in the back for a new home that I will be building to replace my home that is currently on that same 5-foot side setback, which was damaged by Hurricane Sandy. When I spoke to the insurance company, they had told me I need to raise the height of a home if I replace it in the same place, because obviously I did have a lot of water damage, and they required me at least to go up the 6 blocks or more to get the insurance since I was at a low point. For some reason, it was sort of like a wave that came towards me, even though I was 5 in. Others didn't get it like I got it, and it went all under my house. Sailboat floated all the way in and hit the shed. It was a very strange circumstance, but I got that. And so I did get the community association packet and submitted it, called planning and zoning at the same time, got a professional survey completed, submitted it to both, and on the survey, they do show the HVAC and the shower that is planned to go on the property in that 5-foot setback area. I spoke with planning and zoning several times, and they explained exactly the 2 footage that I needed to allow between that area and the property next to me, which that is all understood. And this 5-foot setback is very important to not only maintain the conformity of the community yard distances, but to be able to park on the one side of the home. Since no parking is allowed on the streets there, you must be able to take your cars off the streets at all times. And this is the way that the house I have now has always been situated for about 42 years I've been there now. So I'm trying to replace it with that same 5-foot side yard that I have and maintain the integrity of the neighborhood.
Okay. Okay. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
The deck on the back is a second floor deck. Has that always been on there?
No, it has not. This, I don't have a second floor now. This is going to be a 1.5-story type home because it has the A-frame like that, and it has the 2 bedrooms upstairs. And what it has is a screen porch, and then it has the top of that becomes the deck on the top.
I got you.
Which is the roof to that screen porch.
Considered your deck.
Yeah, considered. You're right, the deck on the upstairs. And I do have a picture of exactly what it would look, how nice it would look, because there is a model home exactly like this house already that I saw, and that as long as that approved with everything, I'm going for it.
No other questions.
Mr. Rodson?
No.
Mr. Rickard?
No.
Mr. Workman?
Your storage shed, is that attached to the house?
It is.
It is, okay.
Part of the house.
Part of the house. Mm-hmm. And the other shed is being removed?
Other shed's gone.
You can't move your proposed dwelling over. You got 17.3 tenths of a foot.
Right. I do have a blacktop parking pad there now, because the problem has always been trying to get off that street. It's been, I mean, you'll have your door knocked on real quick if you are parked on the street, which I've had happen. So I actually had to, years ago, move my shed up in order to be able to park. And I had it black top so that I could try to keep that same parking arrangement.
Another, you're saying to me the 17.3 is blacked up?
For two cars. Side by side.
All the way back?
It's I guess it comes up taller than, the blacktop part is taller than a car would be because you have some extra blacktop there when you park there. Side by side, two cars. I can't exactly say that it is 17 feet, but I know it's probably not far from it. It might exactly actually be that because it comes right to my house. So I guess it probably is about 17 feet.
And it goes back to your house? How far back does it go from Tyler Avenue?
From Tyler Avenue, I would say it is probably about, I guess, 15 feet.
Okay.
A car length and maybe three extra
feet.
And
that's sufficient for you?
For two cars, yeah. For two cars.
So if you moved your proposed dwelling over more to the,
middle.
The north
mm-hmm.
side?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, that would have nothing to do with the driveway, would it? I mean, that's
probably
what you explained.
It would probably leave enough space for one car, not two. I got two.
So the survey's not showing me that. That's the reason I'm questioning it.
What you're saying is that you move your house, your shed comes with it, and then you don't have enough space. Is that correct? Okay.
Okay. I see what you're saying. You're going to remove the shed, though, right?
Well, the storage area.
Storage. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No more questions.
Okay. Is there a reason you can't park the vehicles under the house? Or are you not raising it that high?
Not that high, no.
Did you say six blocks? 48 inches?
It actually seven. But the shed, the way it goes with the shed in the back, that's down. Actually, a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
Any further questions?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four, five. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter of opposition.
One letter of opposition.
What is their opposition?
What's opposition to them?
The zoning rules are supposed to protect the interest of all residents and neighbors. I built the first stick-built home in the community before zoning was changed from mobile home to residential. I also built several other homes in the community. On every one, I complied completely with all zoning requirements, and I expect others to do the same. This owner wants to build a 10-foot long shower and a 5-foot setback. Whether this is on ground level or raised to some other height does not change the fact that it violates the spirit of the law and restricts the clear view and open space required. The variance was already required to permit the 5-foot setback instead of the 10-foot required by code. This shower almost completely uses the 5-foot of the setback they're requesting. We strongly oppose this and request the board to deny this. This is from Charles and Mary Lou Lampy.
Where do they live?
38835 Taylor Avenue.
Not Tyler, Taylor.
Tyler.
Tyler.
If you would like to see exactly what it would look like, this is an exact picture. It's not a 10-foot shower. It's what the landing is, probably maybe that long, but the HVACs, two of them go on that. I have to have them raised this time because mine right now is on the ground and it was completely submerged underwater. So I have to have them on a lifter upper so that it's sitting up. So that's what it is, the landing is. And he may have wrote, and I did look at that, and I from the surveyor may have wrote shower, but I think he was trying to say it's there, but but also that's the whole landing. It's not a 10-foot shower. This is a picture of the model that I went in. This is exactly what's going. It's got two HVACs on the landing as well on one side, and then a shower 3 foot on the other side.
Gotcha.
There it is. And it leaves plenty of space between the neighbors. You know, it's got blank space, which is required a couple feet. But in its, I also took pictures of very similar homes. Wait, that's what they do there. They have, I have the exact same setups from other homes. My next, my neighbors have the shower, the HVAC, same thing. They raise them up now because of the fear of what happened to me.
Is there a reason you can't put the HVAC and the shower on the other side, on the north side of the house?
This is the way the development has always been set up. I have my neighbors across from me in my, like, I'm looking right at it. It's, everyone has it on the same side, so you don't have, in my case, I would have three then in one area. Okay? I look right at his when I walk out my front door, but that's the way it is. He has his where I have mine in my back, the exact same place, you know. And the way it worked out originally when it was set up, when Mr. Tate said this, because I grew up there for 42 years, 5 foot on the left, 10 foot on the right makes the eye see 15 feet between each home. And that's how it worked out nice, because your eye sees 15 feet, not 5 on the left and 10 on the right. And it made it conform nicely. You know, everybody looks the same distance. And that's what the way it worked out. And that's how come it keeps it nice. And that's what I'm trying to do, just keep it the way it is.
So you want it that way to keep within the essential character of the neighborhood, right, and not to alter it.
Right. And I have mine there now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hearing no other opposition, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated that there's a uniqueness in that the flooding affected her property as opposed to the adjacent four, I believe she said four or five properties. Makes that property unique, in my opinion. And I think a request is obviously necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, in that it would be difficult for her to get insurance otherwise. We heard testimony that she's trying to keep in the essential character of the neighborhood with having the setback in the heating and air conditioning equipment on the same side, and she's obviously Sandy created the situation for her, not herself. It's not like she's wanting to build new. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,205.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,205. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,205 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, before we proceed.